say, come on, come on, come on, we're gonna get it now. Hands up if you're ready for the fight. Say, come on, come on, come on, we're gonna win now. I don't need you to believe in me. I know how to change my destiny. Sit down, but to rewrite a history, rewrite a history, rewrite a history. We can change the whole world, gonna take it over, gonna start it over. Don't you know what we could be? A new beginning, fighting to a winning. Tell me that you're in it. Don't you wanna be a superhero? Superhero, superhero. Don't you wanna be a superhero? A superhero.
All right, happy Friday afternoon, everybody. This is Lou McCoy, your host for the Hero Card Hour, every Friday afternoon, 2 to 3, here on KERV, 1230 AM radio. Hope everybody's having a great week, ready for a great weekend. Couldn't be any prettier outside. Great, great time to live here in the Hill Country. Have a great show here today for all you guys that are out there listening at the beginning of the hour. And sitting joining me right now is Sandy Lewis. Hi, Sandy.
Hey, Lou.
So glad you're here. How's your week been?
It has been very busy.
Yeah, you are a busy, busy lady. We'll have an opportunity to hear more about what you have going on personally and in your business. But I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Later in the show, we're going to have a time where we talk about the Hero Card and a little bit about what we have going on with the program, some of the changes now that are up and running, and that should be, hopefully we make that entertaining for those of y'all that are listening. And then also have joining us today Chris Scruggs, and his company is Sprinkler Smart, and that'll be a lot of fun. Chris is a fascinating guy, so hope it'll be an entertaining show, and glad you tuned in to the Hero Card Hour. Got a little music going on here today too, as always, and we'll cue that up in a little while and probably even have some trivia off of that. Yep. So but as I said, we've got Sandy Lewis here. And Sandy and I are, we go back a few years now, don't we, Sandy?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. And Sandy is a, first of all, she's a friend, but she is also a business owner here, not just here in Kerrville, but really just all over the place, right?
Right. Anywhere I go.
Everywhere you go, and you're about to be going.
I am.
Maybe we should, let's talk about that.
Okay.
First, I don't want to use up all our time on it because I want to really dig into your business. And when we get to that, remind me to give the disclaimer on your business, okay? So,
yep.
So on a personal level, you're married to John.
Yes, I am.
And y'all been married a while?
We have. I think it'll be 34 years in December. Yikes.
That's awesome. Yikes. No comment.
Yeah, okay.
No, that's awesome. And so John's retired.
Yes, he is.
And you are not retired. Like I said, you have a business, but you guys have made a life change here the last 30 days. Tell us about that.
We have. We have decided to go full-time RVing and see the beautiful places around this country that we haven't been able to see. And it's like crazy. Downsizing from 3,100 square feet to 300 square feet has been crazy.
Is that even possible?
Well, we do have a storage unit, so got to admit that. Yeah, and the kids took a bunch of stuff, too. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you give it to them, or can you get it back if you need it?
No, the kids we gave.
You gave it to them. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
yeah.
So one-tenth the size, from 3,000,
yeah.
Over 3,000 down to 300.
Yes.
Okay, and so you guys are about to launch that program this weekend, right? You're about to get on
yeah,
the road?
Yeah, we're hoping plan? We, yeah, head hit the road Monday.
And first destination is?
Arizona.
Great.
The White Mountains of Arizona.
Okay. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything planned after that? Do you know kind of where you're off to after that? I mean, you have something. Are you just going to take it as it comes, or are you going to, you have something mapped out?
Yeah, we don't have a whole lot mapped out. Yeah. We do have a memorial service for my dad who died very recently, and we're going to do that. And then after that, we're kind of open to just where the wind blows.
That sounds so much fun. Yeah, it really does. So what did you have to limit down to, about two pairs of shoes, or how does that work? Or
oh,
John
no.
Didn't have any shoes. What's
no, we have, you know, like two closets, one skinny one and one big one.
Okay.
And I get the big one
get,
and he gets
of course
the skinny
you do.
One. Yes, of course I do.
Yeah,
and he was okay with that.
Just tie his stuff on the back of the, yeah. That's the way it works. I understand.
Yeah, we gave that away.
Well, that'll be exciting. That you're going to somehow keep us all informed of where you are, right? You can do some blogging or some
Facebooking. Yeah, Facebooking live and stuff.
Good.
Is what I'm intending on doing, and I better get my rear in gear and get that done. So yes.
Well, we want to stay in touch with you.
Well, great.
And you'll just make us jealous, those of us that are behind and having to work still and not having all the fun that you guys are having, or at least that you will tell us you're having.
Yeah, right. We can fake it. So, well, we've loved living here in Kerrville for 10 years. So, but we are excited to see other places too.
Oh, yeah. America is a great America.
Yeah.
Is a great. So many great things to see here.
Exactly.
And you'll see them all.
Yeah, we're gonna try.
That's good. All right. So your business. So the disclaimer I want to shout out is company. Sandy represents a company that won't allow us to share that information on the air. So everything we discuss is going to be a little bit, I hope it's not vague, but it won't be specific to the product.
It'll be a mystery.
A mystery. This is the mystery hour.
This is the mystery hour.
It's a new feature. We talk about something, and you call in and see if you can figure out what it is.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's a whole new segment.
I think so.
Becca's getting a kick out of that. And in fact, we can't even give out her information. So I want you, after we're done, I want you to go ahead and take down. You can just email me, and I do have the herocardonline.com email working. So it's lou@herocardonline.com. And if you want to request information on Sandy, I can provide that to you. And then also you could send me a text or call me at 830-370-6836. Okay, so, all right, so Sandy, your product, tell us kind of overall what the product line and what it's designed for.
Well, the whole thing of the entire company is anti-aging.
Okay.
So it's for the face, the body, and the brain.
Okay, very good.
And so the one thing that I would kind of like to focus on today, if we could, is the brain thing. Because that's just so much in the news now with, you know, NFL players and even high school players and just brain concussions in general. Mm-hmm. And all kinds of brain trauma from our veterans, too, coming back from overseas. And, there's a lot of help needed.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
all of us.
All of us, yes.
All of
and us. Aging folks and, you know, yeah.
So I know personally, I'm 55 and I've started to see some loss of some memory things and maybe not as clear on certain things as I used to be. And everybody in here is shaking their heads at me. That's good. That's encouraging.
Yeah. So, we're just agreeing.
What's your name?
Yeah.
So, all right. So, again, I know you probably have some disclaimers you have to give on the products. They don't cure things, and I'll let you give all those. But what is the product? So this brain product, what does it do?
Well, it's actually a supplement, so it's not a drug.
Not a drug.
Okay. And it was developed to help protect your neurons in your brain. You know, your brain is made up of a bunch of neurons, right? And they all kind of link together and talk to each other, right? Mm-hmm. So as we age or as we get injury to our brain, those little links can fall apart and get damaged. So information and food and nutrition and can't travel through the neurons like it should. Okay? So there's a breakdown in communication, if you will.
Yeah.
Exactly. So this product helps your brain, the TAU. Now, that's a weird word. It's T-A-U. And if you Google TAU protein, T-A-U, you would find out that has been really in the forefront of a lot of research for the brain.
Okay.
And so this product helps the TAU stay in place so that the neurons can be healthy, which helps with memory and focus. It helps with all kinds of things. A lot of people take this. My sister-in-law, for example, takes this for sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's her biggest benefit.
Okay.
She's sleeping a lot, lot better.
So does she take it at night then, or does she take it just during the day?
No, she takes it during the day as directed, and just helps her. She's, had a lot of issues with that over the years, and it's really helped a lot.
That's awesome. Sleep's pretty critical to our brain function.
It absolutely is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now, I use the product, and I've been on it for some time. And we make, you know, we were joking about certain brain loss, but the reality is I feel better on it. My memory is sharper. I think we've got a long way to go with me. So I don't know if I'm the poster child for this product or not. But anyway, it is, it's made a difference for me, and it's something I'll continue to take because, that, you know, as we get older, we need all the advantages we can get, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know every once in a while when I accidentally skip it, I can tell.
You can tell.
I can just tell my energy level, you know, a little foggier, not as clear. Yeah.
Good.
Did I ever tell you about my grandson?
Maybe, but tell the audience.
Well, my grandson, 12 years old, was playing soccer. Of course, you don't wear helmets in soccer. And so he fell down, fell backwards, and hit his head on a rock. And that was last spring. And I didn't really know about that. You know, life is busy, and they're busy, and I didn't hear about it until about 2 months after it. And he was having a lot of memory problems. He was out of school for a week and a half when that happened. So it was a pretty serious concussion. Mm-hmm. And he was just having trouble remembering stuff. Like, did I shampoo my hair? Did I, you know, he would forget his homework like multiple days in a row. And he's a really smart kid. So it was really disturbing to his mom and him. And so I was like, oh, my gosh, well, you need to try this stuff and see if it does any good. Well, then I talked to him about 2 weeks after he'd been on that, and he goes, oh, Grammy, this has helped so much. I you know, can't believe how much this has helped. And so that was really pretty wonderful to get a good testimony out of a 12-year-old.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, this is a product that we would take once a day, twice a day.
Once a day.
Expensive, inexpensive, those things you can give out, I don't know. So, well, you can text me and I'll hook you up with Sandy and figure that out. So, not too expensive. Very affordable.
Very affordable for what it does.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, we take stuff for different parts of our bodies, and we tend to ignore our brain, which is the most important organ of our body. Mm-hmm. So,
well, I know people pay for what they think's important because I was at Starbucks earlier. So enough said, right?
Right.
There were some $12 drinks being bought over there.
There you go.
They were. They took a scientific degree diploma to put those things together. I'm just a coffee drinker.
Yeah.
Don't get me started on my Starbucks rant. But anyway. Okay, so had a question I was going to – age for this product. Any parameters for that? Can anybody – obviously a 12-year-old can take it. What about
– Well, the box says 18 and older, but, you know, that's just kind of a – the company has to cover themselves.
Right.
So they suggest that if they're younger than that they see their doctor.
Okay.
So, but.
But all ages, especially of those of us that are a little older and are experiencing some of those losses and.
Oh, yeah, that absolutely.
Have more damage.
It's great for us elder folks.
Easy.
Senior people.
Well, Chris Scruggs has joined us in the room, and he brings the average age of this room way down.
He does. Yes, he does.
Glad you're here, Chris. Oh, okay, so did we cover most of that product that you want to talk about? Because I don't want to leave out the other things.
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's all natural. And I would, you brought up coffee and Starbucks, and I would say that it is developed from coffee. They actually isolated some molecules out of coffee, and that is the key part of the ingredients. So it's all natural stuff.
Very good.
Really good for your brain.
That's good. Yeah, a little caffeine helps.
No caffeine. Oh. Well, very, very little. It's like three times less than a decaf cup of coffee.
Okay.
So it's not the caffeine that does it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know your stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really great. Anything else on that?
No, I think that's all.
All right, so you mentioned the mind, which we've covered, but just briefly tell us about, what was it, the body and the...
And the face.
And the face.
Yes.
Okay, what do you have going on in that?
Well, we've got, you know, wrinkles and discolorations and poor size and all that in our faces that a lot of us don't like as we age.
Yep.
Or even younger people that would like healthier looking skin. So we have a very natural product. It was an accidental discovery.
Okay, kind of like our mystery hour here.
It's like all mystery, and that was a mystery to them, too. And, so it works very nicely, and it's very natural, so people like that also.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then What was the other product?
Oh, and the body. Oh, oh. Yes, the body. And this is, you know, my radio. Okay, so. So
you got to be descriptive.
Yes, so dimpling, sagging.
Chris just left the room.
Yeah.
He's like, what are you people talking about?
Those spots, particularly yes. women with saggy things that happen, it really helps. It tones up and smooths out. There are some incredible pictures that are available if people would like to know about pictures of some of these things.
Okay.
We can access. Of course, they have to contact you. And yes, but there's a lot of visual proof of people's, just some regular people on the streets results with these products.
So the brain's hard to measure, right? It's hard. That's hard. It's hard to see that. But these pictures, I've seen them, and it's remarkable what it has done for some people.
Yeah.
Men and women.
And absolutely.
From the coloration of the skin to the wrinkles, like you mentioned.
Yes.
I don't know about the sagging and drooping. That's,
you haven't tried that one.
I haven't tried that one yet. So got plenty of places we could use that, though. That'd be all right. So it's good. It's good. Well, again, I want to make sure that you know how to reach me. Again, my cell phone is 830-370-6836. You can text me. Just say I want to get in touch with Sandy Lewis, my good friend, and you can send me an email at lou@theherocardonline.com.
Lou@theherocard.
That's L-E-W. Did Lou. I say that earlier?
The Hero Card.
No, Hero Card Online. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. See, we've got a producer that's keeping me on track. Herocardonline.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
All right, Sandy, we got about, what do we have, Becca? 30 seconds, a minute? Got about 30 seconds. So I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I know you are so busy, but you were glad to get out of packing stuff today, right?
Yeah, for just a minute. It was good to get away from the tape, you know. Yeah, and the boxes and the, yeah, do we keep this, throw it away? What do we do?
That's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had, you know, I saw John this week, and I think he came over just to spend time with me, so he wasn't boxing.
I know. Yeah, he really stayed a long time.
He stayed long. That's not my fault. I tried to kick him out. Yeah, I knew, and I said, you got to get home. And he kept shaking his head. No, I don't want to go. And finally, I just locked him outside.
That's thank you.
Did he come home? I guess he did.
He finally did. Yeah, okay. That was a pretty long visit.
He was dragging it out. I could see. That was great. I was flattered that he wanted to hang out with me over those boxes.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
Well, we just, all of us here, we're all friends that are here in the studio, and I'm speaking for Becca and Chris on this. We wish you just so much fun.
Thank you.
We hope that you'll be safe and that you'll do everything you want to do. And that you'll come back and visit us.
We absolutely will.
Okay.
That's a promise.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You have to do that. I've talked a lot about the High Impact Connection Group here on the show.
Right.
And Sandy was one of the founding members of that. And so for 3 years plus, she's been a part of that. So we're going to miss your place at the table. And we won't try to fill it. We'll leave it open for you.
Yeah. And I'm only as far away as a phone call.
And that's the thing.
So it's just like I'm in town.
That's right.
If you can reach me in Wyoming, you can reach me here in Kerrville.
Virtual business.
Yeah.
E-commerce.
It's exactly.
All right. Well, have a great rest of your weekend. And when you're back in town, we'll have you on.
Great. Thanks, Lou.
Bless you.
Bless you.
We're good. Okay, welcome back to the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 a.m. each Friday afternoon. Glad you're listening in. And it's great to have Sandy on the show. That's a lot of fun. And now joining me is Chris Scruggs with Sprinkler Smart. Hi, get that right?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. It's been a busy, fun Friday.
Oh, okay. Is it over?
No, I'm going back to work after this.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're all clean.
Thank you. I tried to clean up before I got here, so.
Yeah, you look good. You look clean, because I know that can be a dirty business at times, right?
Yes, sir. It can be very, very dirty.
Yeah, it's that's part of the sprinkler business. I have an irrigation system at my house, as you know, and I was so glad to find you, because I just get tired of digging in the dirt.
Man, well, thank you. It was good to find you, too.
Oh, thank you. By the way, I've knocked off 3 heads mowing this last 2 weeks. So.
Well, that's exciting.
So you can come make some more money.
I love it. Let's do it. Let's replace them.
Yeah. On a personal note, I don't let anybody mow my yard because I don't want that to happen. So how's that for genius? I need some more of that brain product, I guess. I don't know. So, hey, do you like music, Chris?
I do like music.
Okay, so we just played a little Toby Keith right there. Do you like Toby Keith?
That's
a yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
A little bit?
A little bit.
What kind of music do you like?
I listen to a lot of just, like, I would say Christian contemporary, and then even some, like, rap, like Christian rap.
Yeah.
And then mainstream, just basic mainstream pop.
Very good. Yeah, that's good. So what, give me one Christian artist that you're fond of, that you like, you put you on the spot.
Probably my favorite Christian artist right now would be a rapper named NF. He's new to the scene, but he is really good at what he does. Probably the top of what he does for Christian music. So yeah.
NF.
Just the letters NF.
Okay.
So
how'd you find him?
I found him through Spotify, actually. I was just surfing through there and saw them and started listening, and before I could relate to his lyrics so well, he talks about some very real-life situations that he's experienced, and something that I myself can relate to a
road?
Lot. Yes, sir.
Okay.
So it's been good.
Yeah, that's what music does, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it kind of does. It tells a story.
Yeah.
And I think all music does that. Now, of course, country music does it in its own fashion, right? And
yeah.
That's okay, Becca. At some point, I'm going to put somebody on here that you like. I'm going to let Becca pick the music in a couple of weeks. Oh, I don't know. Might be dangerous. But Toby Keith's probably my favorite current.
Okay.
Because he's a prolific songwriter.
Yeah.
And his songs are typically really fun and entertaining. And then if you watch the videos that he does, those are fun, you know. And what was that song that we just played? Was that the it's How Do You Like Me Now? Which is a song that he wrote to an old girlfriend that didn't much care about him in high school. And he's like, you know, here I am, a big country music star, how do you like me now? So I love that one. It even has a little nee, 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 in it that you know, who puts that in there? So anyway, all right, so Chris, let's dive into what you do.
Okay.
And what you like to do, and let's don't forget to talk about how people can find you.
Okay.
So Sprinkler Smart.
Yes,
sir.
That
doesn't say it all though, does it?
That does not say it all.
Okay,
it's just a snippet.
All right, well, tell us what all that you're into and what you like to do the most out of all that.
Okay.
Maybe you like it all. Go ahead.
Okay, so the Sprinkler Smart is broken up into 4 basic parts, and that is, of course, sprinklers. We do everything regarding sprinklers, drip irrigation, troubleshooting, your sprinkler timer, your valves, your inline valves. We also do landscaping. That's the second thing that we do.
Kind of goes hand in hand, doesn't
it? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It goes very hand in hand. So anything like regarding retaining walls or rockscapes, mulch, even new plants maybe you want to put in, we can talk about deer resistant, and there's no such thing as a perfect deer resistant plant, but we can definitely give you options for what to choose and what to go with. The third part is we do tree trimming as well. We do it on a smaller scale. We're not like your super large tree trimming companies that can do skyscrapers and all that kind of stuff. We do a lot of residential when we do tree trimming, and then lawn care is or lawn maintenance is our fourth one.
Okay.
And we do both residential and commercial for that.
Okay.
So
pretty much anything pertaining to a yard, you can,
yes, sir,
you can handle it.
Yes,
you're,
sir,
you're equipped for that. And you've got, I don't know how many employees I've met one of your partners or employees, Travis.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I have, it's him, and then I have 2 other part-time employees right now as well.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's
been because when you started, it was just you, I assume, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It was just me with my brother helping me out here or there, so it's changed a lot.
Okay, that's good. Well, that means you're growing.
Yes, sir.
And the rain has probably helped somewhat, I would think.
Yes, sir. The rain has been amazing. Oh, my gosh. I think this because of the rain, we're expected to grow like almost 300%, I think, this year.
That's outstanding.
Which is crazy.
You talking about the grass or your business?
Both.
Okay. Yeah.
So.
Well, every time I mow, I got 2 acres, as you're aware of, and it seems like by the time I finish, come back around, it's already, you know, when I finish the part I mowed first is ready to be mowed again.
Yeah.
But I'm not complaining because there were several years in there, right? I was mowing dirt.
Yeah.
Which was pretty awful.
That's so true.
Well, all right, so deer resistant.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think there's anything they won't eat.
No, there isn't. There really isn't.
They may puke it up later, I don't know, but yeah.
Yeah.
And they're tenacious.
Oh, the deer will eat anything. Oh, it's crazy.
They walk on our porch and eat our flowers.
Just build a fence.
Yes.
And get a gun. And landscape.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say get a gun. That's probably not PC in this town. I don't know. We feed them at our house, not only our landscape stuff, but corn. So that's all right. It's all good. I do have a fence for the, as you know, I have a backyard and a German Shepherd out there, so we don't get deer in the backyard.
Yeah.
You recommend that?
Yeah, I'll get a German Shepherd.
You can provide the dog recommendation for people, too?
I can provide
too?
The dog recommendation.
That's awesome. Well, we're going to take a break here in just a minute, and you're going to join us at the other side of the break. And when we come back, you shared something the other day when we were talking about how you kind of got started in landscaping.
Yes, sir.
I thought that was a great story and like to hear some more about that
awesome.
Coming up because that's just kind of a path that God led you on there. The other thing we want to talk about is about the irrigation and dig a little deeper in that because I'm not sure a lot of people know all the ins and outs of that. And
yes, sir.
So if you'll be kind enough to stay around for a little while, you good with that?
I love it.
And again, you're listening to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM radio. We're going to go to a break. A little more Toby Keith before the break. Right, that was American Soldier by Toby Keith, and we're going to do a little, let's talk about Toby Keith real quick, Chris. We've been trying to do a little trivia here every week, and so if you're listening out there and you know a little bit about Toby Keith, the trivia question is, and this will get you a free hero card, and that is a $25 value, I might add, so come on now. Here's the trivia question. So he is a big college football fan. Oh, Chris, you can't answer.
Okay.
So Chris was loaded up.
I know the answer.
You may know the answer. So, if you will text me at 830-370-6836, which college football team does he root for, and on what sidelines does he appear quite often?
I know that.
Oh, everybody knows that. Okay, so that's an easy one. So text me, and we'll get you a hero card. All right, so still have Chris Scruggs with Sprinkler Smart here with me. Did I say that earlier, Sprinkler Smart? I called it right? I did.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I guess you would have corrected me. So, Chris, real quick, before we go any further, how do people reach you? Why don't you go ahead and give that out real quick?
Yeah, they would reach me through my cell phone. It is 830-496-1680 is the best way to reach me. You can call or text.
Okay, one more time.
830-496-1680.
Very good. Okay. And I noticed, is that on that cool truck you have out there?
It is
that,
not. We,
oh, it's not yet. Okay.
We are working on getting that replaced right now, actually. So,
okay.
Yes, sir.
Very good. Yeah, Chris, describe your truck, if you could.
My truck has a whole bunch of color all over it. We got this flower emblem, I believe, is kind of what it is. We got three different colors. Oh my goodness, I'm gonna blank on them. Right, I think there's like red, blue, and
yellow's on there.
Yellow, maybe. Yeah, but it says Sprinkler Smart in big bold letters.
It does.
And there's two of them actually. There's two Sprinkler Smart trucks.
Yeah, I've seen.
So, you might see one of those two driving around town sometime.
Good advertisement, absolutely. But let's stress that they're manly flowers.
They are manly flowers,
right.
Yes.
These are not sissy flowers on there.
Yes, uh-huh. It's good. They're deer-resistant flowers.
There you go. Well, they might eat those too. I mean, know. Yeah, accidentally, right? They run into the side of your truck. So, but there's a story to that. You didn't pick this logo,
I did
right?
not.
All right, so tell us, I know the story. Tell us about how that came about.
Yeah, so briefly, this Sprinkler Smart was started in Southern California about 20, 25 years ago by my dad.
Okay.
He still runs it and operates it out in Southern California. And about 10 years ago, we moved to Texas. And I would go back in high school in the summer, and I would work in his company in Sprinkler Smart. And so that's where I got all my training. And so my dad had these trucks, and I would go and I'd work out in that company. And then when I came back from California on my senior year of high school, I told myself I would never do sprinklers ever again in my life. I was burned out. I was tired. I'd get up at 5:30 in the morning and work till 7 at night, and it was exhausting. And so I started working a day job, just doing food service, and that was boring as anything. I don't know. It was boring. And so I quit that, and I started interning at the Hill Country Youth Ranch, and I was doing that in the summer, not making any money. I was doing it for free, and a great organization, by the way.
Yeah,
and,
the Youth Ranch, great.
And so I was working out there, and I think Saturday night, actually, I was at church, and there was a guest speaker, and I was sitting in a part of the room that I don't normally sit in. And surrounded by people I didn't know.
Okay.
And I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden I hear someone in the front row in front of me go, "He does landscaping," pointing directly to me. And I went, "Oh, wait, what? I used to do landscaping, but I don't do it anymore." And this gentleman who I never met was trying to sell me on doing a landscaping for this couple.
Okay.
And so I kept saying, "No, I don't want to do it. You're going to have to choose someone else." And they persisted and kept kind of bringing it down and saying, "Oh, it's not that much." And by the end of the night, I had agreed to go out and at least look at their yard.
Wow.
And so I did that. I went out and I looked at it, and I did this small little just kind of cleaning up her yard for her, just real small.
Okay.
And that resulted in her selling me.
You're trying to say no.
To do re-landscaping her whole backyard for her. It took me about 3 months to do, and now I do some work for her occasionally.
It's awesome.
But it was something that I just said no to, and the doors just started opening. It was amazing.
That's so cool. So this lady, when we're off the air, I need to know who she is, because I might want her to come sell the Hero Card program, right? I mean, if she's that good, she can turn you from not wanting to do landscaping. So what did you did you build a wall in that yard? Or
I did not. I did. What I did is she had a garden,
okay,
and then she had a lot of just kind of plants, and she wanted me to one mulch around her plants, and so
sure,
we put kind of we put a not a retaining wall, but we put
a border.
A border around, mm-hmm, all of those, and then we put crushed granite around her planters. I forget the exact measurements. I had it all measured at one point, but we did. It was, I think, half an acre that we put just a whole bunch of like crushed granite walkways for her garden. And it was, I think her garden was about 100 feet long, maybe 20 feet wide.
Wow.
And so we put crushed granite in all of that. And so, as well as along the edge of her property.
So, like a vegetable garden, a true garden?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So
raised planter beds.
Okay. Wow. So you can do the gardening.
I can.
And as well.
Yes,
so there's a fifth line to your business. We have to add that on there.
Yes, sir. There is. I'm actually about to go through the Master Gardener program as well. So I'm going to learn a lot more through that. It's exciting.
That is really exciting.
Yeah.
They don't just let anybody in that, do they?
No, I don't believe so.
Yeah. You got to be good to get in there. Congratulations. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So, you know, in the Hill Countries, because I used to live in Dallas,
okay,
right, the big city. So I don't know if it was being in the city or just the climate there. Probably more climate, right? But
yeah,
everybody had green yards. You didn't have deer eating everything up.
Yeah.
You threw it in the ground, it grew. You know, not quite as good as Houston, but mm-hmm. you know, you still had – that's what I was used to. And then, you know, we moved to Fort Worth, and that was still pretty much the same. And then we moved here, and, man, it is all different here.
Yes.
Right? Different than Southern California. I mean, this is a very particular climate with those big, large squirrels that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Those deer. Large squirrels is what – anyway, but right, so you have to – so a guy that knows how to handle the soil, how to test soil, how to know which plants to pick, which mm-hmm. how to water them. I mean, it's just really huge. I'm into landscape, as you know.
Oh yeah, you are.
And it takes, you know, you got to experiment, right? But if you can cut that cycle down of learning for somebody, that's a huge, huge resource, right?
Yeah,
it's good.
Absolutely, it is.
Well, that's a neat story. Somebody just was persistent, and you didn't want to do it, but you did it, and it changed everything for you.
Yes, sir.
It's good.
Oh, it changed my whole life.
That's exciting. That is really, really cool. All right, but you still do the irrigation.
I do.
Okay, so you'll repair.
I do. I fix all kind of repairs. Mainline leaks that are not connected to your house. I'm not allowed to touch anything going inside of your house, but if your mainline is connected to your sprinkler system, I can work on it.
Okay.
And then, of course, broken sprinkler heads and drip and all that other stuff.
And you'll put one in from scratch, right?
That's
almost better, I would think, to some degree.
Just sometimes it's better to start over, or if you just buy a new property. Yeah, even putting the sprinkler system in before the landscaping, it's amazing how many people put landscapes in before the sprinklers are in, which is not good.
Well, it's because we want to see something above the ground. We don't really want to spend our money on things that we can't see, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of true, right? That's American way.
American. Yeah.
We're American again. All right.
Toby Keith.
Yeah, that's it. He's quite a patriot, too. That's the other thing I like about him. He's written some great patriotic songs. He's very much in, as you know, the hero card and what we want to do and honoring veterans and heroes. And Toby Keith does that. He does that. He stands up for our country. So I applaud him for that. And so he's not always funny in his songs. So, all right. So let's give your phone number out one more time.
Okay. Yeah. It's area code 830-496-1680. That's 496-1680.
Very good. And anybody that didn't get that, they can always text or email me and I can get you hooked up with Chris. And again, we just thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I hope you'll come back sometime.
I'd love it.
Okay, good. Well, and on a personal note, I have Chris has done several things for me. He's basically taken my existing irrigation system and made it. He made it dance, sing and dance. It's really cool. I love running it because it's just really pretty when it waters out there. So that's a lot of fun, and the yards looks good. And so he's talented at what he does. I'd recommend him highly. And he's actually going to be a part of the Hero Card program. And once we get him on board, he'll have a discount for Hero Card members. So you can use his services and save a little money, and that's a win-win for everybody. So, Chris, you're going back to work, though.
I'm going back to work.
All right. Well, I hope it goes well. Be safe. Have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you, Lou. Same to you.
Okay. Thank you so much. All right. We're going to take a quick break here. Let's do a little bit more of Toby Keith right here, and then we'll be back on the Hero Card Hour, KERB, 1230 AM.
Talk about me.
Hey, I want to talk about me.
I want to talk about me.
We took the words out of that song, but that is I Want to Talk About Me by Toby Keith.
Uh-huh.
It goes something like you, 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 you. How many of y'all know somebody like that? We're all raising our hands, right? They just won't let you talk about.
Of course, they were looking at me funny earlier because when I was producing this for the show today, I was kind of singing along with it.
Now, you've made this. I like Toby Keith.
Okay.
I really do.
All right.
I've always liked Toby Keith.
Okay. Good.
There's some country music I do like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Toby's one of them.
That's good. Yeah. Like I've said before, I like all kinds of music, mm-hmm. if they're good.
Sure.
I respect people that are just good at something, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm amazed by, he plays guitar.
Yeah.
Which, this to me is such a myth. People tell you that the guitar is easy.
Oh.
No, it's not, right?
Because no,
your husband plays guitar.
I play guitar,
You
too.
Play guitar. Is there anything you don't do?
Yes.
Oh, never mind. But
no,
it's not
I just
easy,
recently started playing guitar.
Okay.
And I don't
What's
play well. Well, in a nutshell here, I actually, I studied music when I was in school, when I was in high school.
Okay.
I studied voice because my parents couldn't afford an instrument for me. And then fast forward to 3 years ago, I quit smoking.
And good girl.
I rewarded myself by buying a guitar and starting guitar lessons. Now, my husband, has already informed me that he's not going to continue my lessons. He's not going to teach me.
Oh, he was your teacher?
No, he wasn't my teacher. It was somebody else.
Okay.
He's not going to teach me because he doesn't want to teach me his bad habits. So I know a few chords. I can play. You tell me to play a G, I can play
a G.
Yeah. I know
can
a few
you tune
chords.
A guitar?
I do because I have a handy dandy little app in my cell phone.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
That helps me tune my guitar every time.
It's too complicated.
That's why I keep that around. It's a free app. I don't have to pay for it. Boom. I tune my guitar.
There's an app for everything, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's why I dig it. But so that's all I do with the guitar.
Well, the myth to me on the guitar is it takes both hands doing different things.
Yes, it does.
Right?
Yeah.
So it just is pretty. I pick around at it.
Yeah.
And I enjoy it. Now, I know my mom is probably listening.
Mm-hmm.
I know I have at least one listener. Hi, Mom. How you doing out there?
Hi,
so
Ms.
I'm about
McCoy.
To tell a quick, yeah, hi, Ms. McCoy. I'm going to tell a little story about my guitar lessons. I don't
sure.
know if she'll even remember this, and probably I've never shared my end of this. But So when I was young, maybe in, I don't know how old, but old enough that I could contemplate playing guitar,
uh-huh.
my neighbor, young man, a year older than me, his name was Randy Rackley. There you go. Randy, you out there anywhere? but we took guitar lessons at the same studio.
Okay.
But we took from different teachers.
Oh.
So. Mom, you signed me up for classical guitar. Yeah, Becca knows.
Oh.
Which is beautiful, but complicated.
Oh, man.
Right? So
yeah.
It required some homework. And so I'm in trying to learn that. And
wow.
it was a challenge. It was okay. I still remember a little of it. But Randy was in learning bass guitar.
Oh.
Right? So he's playing Smoke on the Water down there. Right, Becca? That's your music right there, right? And I'm going, ding, 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 ding. Right?
Yeah.
And it was beautiful, but it cured me.
Well, but at the end of the day, you would have been a better guitarist.
That's true. No question.
Yeah.
No question.
For example, you know the band Heart.
I do know. Oh, I like Heart. You want to feature Heart sometime?
Sure.
All right, we'll do it.
Now, Nancy Wilson,
yes.
the blonde, mm-hmm. the guitarist, is a classically trained guitarist, and she is phenomenal. So,
no, I love it. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
and Mom, it's okay. I'm going to survive it. But yes,
if that was going to be your road, you'd have been very well
Absolutely.
On your way. It
Absolutely.
Just wasn't.
It's a little bit like, I play a lot of golf, and if somebody wants to learn to play, the first thing you want to do is just go hit the ball.
Yeah.
Just smack the crud out of it and get hooked on
yep.
hitting the ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you come back and
finesse everything.
And finesse it. And I think maybe with guitar, that's the thing. Learn to play a few chords and then sing. And how did we get into this?
I don't know.
But it's fun.
Toby Keith plays guitar and sings.
So if you get your own radio show, you can come up here and talk about anything you want.
That's
is that
right.
pretty much?
Okay.
And I'm in the studio with, this is Becca Gray.
Yeah.
And if, I don't know what Becca has going with shows, but if you would like to talk, if you want to talk about somebody that's talented at what she does as a producer, and that's true, and then she writes great jingles.
Hey,
right?
You know what? I got a job where the majority, the most biggest qualification was that I could talk a lot.
You're good
to talk. Qualify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. Get paid to talk. That's what politicians are getting.
Yeah,
Ooh.
But people don't yell at me quite
That's
so much.
Right. And you
I
tell
don't
the
get
truth.
The evil
okay,
eye.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Easy, Lou.
Whoa.
All right, so. So I want to talk about me. That was a song.
Okay, talk about
you. We want to spend just the whatever we have left here talking about the hero card.
Cause yeah.
It is, do you have a drum roll queued up?
I don't.
I wish we had a drum roll because, this is exciting because I was just informed about 30 minutes ago that the new website is up, live, and running. Now, I hadn't seen the live version. Of course, I've seen the back end stuff.
Yeah, but it is
online.
I can't wait.
And so please go to www.herocardonline.com. HeroCard, not the Hero Card, just HeroCardOnline.com. I think you're going to be really impressed. The job that Red Bison Designs did on there, that's Josh Motlong and
Brian McFadden.
Very, very talented. Both those guys caught the vision of what we were looking for. I think you're going to see a patriotic theme, which is
cool.
Yeah, it's just, but the main thing is user friendly.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do on there, if you're just a consumer and you want to go buy a card.
Sure.
And I have heard around town, where do you buy cards? Where do you buy cards?
Right.
And so that's your easiest way to do that right now.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, the previous owner had space down at the mall. That's no longer there.
Right.
I'm working out of a home office right now. That's just the reality, and that's fine. It works fine right now. So, of course, people are welcome to come there, and you can reach me, and I get your card. But if you just buy one online, you can just put your debit card information in there, and then I'll put one in the mail, or I'll call you up and bring you one. So that's a great tool.
Perfect.
Easy to do. I think you'll probably see a dozen places on there where you can buy a card.
Sure.
We made that readily available. And then if you're a business, you can go on to the site, and you'll see the different pages for businesses, and you can look at the opportunities there to be a Hero Card partner.
Right.
Right? So the way this works, and this has always been the model, but the reality is businesses, they pay to be a part of the program.
Right.
Right? And in return for whatever, and there's three levels, and we really hadn't gone in depth. We'll go in depth a little bit today, but three levels of membership for businesses. So the first is just a hero,
right.
level. And so this is going to be for your companies that are already established. They don't need a ton of promoting. But don't get me wrong, on every level, Becca, we promote them.
Yes.
It's just the level to what we do for them. So you take a company like Acapulco,
mm-hmm.
right? Everybody knows Acapulco Restaurant here in town.
Sure.
They're a great member. They've been a member for a long time. They honor the card. They give you 10% off your bill.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people use their card there. So they you know, basically they're rewarding their customers.
Sure.
They come often.
Mm-hmm.
But they're very well established.
Right.
And so... So for them, that package is going to be minimal. They're going to get a listing on the website, obviously, so that people can go there and see what they offer.
Right. Right?
They're going to get some promotion on Facebook. They're going to be part of an email campaign. Not a lot. We're not going to overwhelm people with email.
Right.
But we want to make that available so people can, you know if Acapulco has a special Labor Day weekend.
Right.
We can put that out there. We can put it out there in text. And mm-hmm. so, right?
Sure.
Makes sense. But so they're going to get, and they'll show up in the Hill Country Visitors Magazine as a listing.
Right.
Okay. And that's the hero level. It's $300 a year. And one of the cool things, we're just going to make it automatically renewed.
Right.
And on an anniversary date so that companies that we're going to assume they like the program. If they don't, for some reason, they can opt out.
Right.
But we're just going to make it real seamless for them to stay as a member.
Right.
And that way, and then the website, that will be up to the minute with who takes the card.
Right.
And so we'll keep that current every time there's a new member that joins in whatever capacity, we'll announce that.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
So that we know that that they're out there. One of the newest members is Burks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Isn't that cool? And
yeah.
Have you been in the new store?
No, I haven't yet.
Oh, my. Really and truly?
Really and truly, I haven't yet.
I hope you'll go.
Oh, cool.
So the old Burks was kind of a hodgepodge, right?
Right.
That's what's in your mind right now.
Yeah,
and I went in there one day expecting to find the gum and the candy up at the front,
uh-huh.
right? Because they had that. So you go in now, it looks like a Dillard's.
Wow.
Maybe not. You just can't believe it. So,
oh, cool. I'm going to have to go check it out.
You got to check it out.
Yeah.
Got to check it out. I couldn't even get gum in there. They're upper end now, doggone.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's pretty good, though.
You don't have to challenge me. Tell me I need to go shopping. Shoot.
Okay, so I want you to go on Monday or Friday.
Monday or Friday.
They will give you 10% off on your order on those days.
Oh, cool.
Okay, so they're looking, obviously, they're driving traffic on those days because they're slower.
Right.
So if you can put off your shopping till Monday or Friday, then you're good to go.
Awesome.
And so then from there we have the superhero, and all that does, Becca, that's $600 a year. And so here's a company that wants some promotion, right?
Right.
And so things that we do there, that's going to have more social media to it. It's going to have a few more emails. We're going to represent them with an ad on the website.
Right.
Of course, all a separate sidebar ad.
Sure.
And then we're going to they're going to have an eighth of a page. I'm sorry, 16th of a page ad in the Hill Country Visitor's Guide.
Sure.
That comes out quarterly.
Okay.
That's really cool. And again, $600 a year. And then our upper level, for somebody that's really trying to get some major exposure, that's the Super Duper Hero. It's $1,200 a year, and we just elevate things even further.
Sure.
And all these packages have some goodies in there, some swag. And a couple things that we will produce over the course of the year is we're going to have a celebration.
Cool.
Some event where we bring together all the members.
Sure.
All the card users, all the heroes we've recognized, and we'll just have a blowout. I suspect that's a barbecue. My choice, but who knows? It may be potluck.
Right.
And then we're going to have a hero calendar.
Oh, cool. Are you going to pose on it?
No, I'll leave that to... I think people can get tired of me after a while, so we'll leave that to the people that we've honored as heroes over the course of a year.
Right.
So I think we got some exciting things going. The main thing I want people to do today is go and look at the website, HeroCardOnline.com. Mom, I know you're excited to go see that, do that. And real quick, before we're running out of time, believe it or not, it just goes so fast. We have a winner on our trivia.
Yay!
Yeah, J.M. Nunn reached out to me, J.M. over in Fredericksburg.
And he's listening.
Yeah.
Yay.
OU is the answer.
Uh-huh.
Toby Keith, he might be the only reason I'd like the Sooners. That and the fact one of my good friends is a Sooner fan. But anyway, that's great. So, listen, we're wrapping up. This is the Hero Card Hour here on KERV, 1230 AM radio, every Friday from 2 to 3. Stay tuned next – or come in, join us next week. We have a great show as well. Have a great weekend.